All right, so apparently we have to talk golf.
Yes.
Get
please.
To.
What do we have?
Did you guys see the Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau video that was making the rounds last night?
Yes, but for the purposes of radio, I will say no.
So it looks like Brooks Koepka is just doing like a stand-up TV appearance that they might run later on SportsCenter or Golf Channel, something like that. I don't know. But
yes.
He, at the beginning of the interview, he looks very put off. Like he doesn't want to be doing the interview. But come to find out, it's because he sees Bryson DeChambeau about to walk up.
And they have history.
Yes, they have beef. That's gone on for a couple years.
Really?
Yes.
What's that about?
Basically, Brooks is a golf guy that doesn't like golf. He doesn't want to be there. He just wants to get in, get out, and go. Bryson is mad scientist, plays very slow, way over the top. They just don't see eye to eye.
Oil and water. Yeah, we talked about this a couple years ago because that was the initial thing was that Brooks was mad at how slow, say what you want about Bryson DeChambeau, plays. And
so is this similar to the Tiger Phil beef?
No, this is
of yesteryear.
I think this is real.
Yeah.
No, that was real too.
But I think it was played up.
I don't know. Tiger,
this might be played up too though.
I mean, reading the Tiger book, he didn't like Phil. He didn't like that. It sounds exactly like you guys are describing this, as Phil didn't care about golf as much. He didn't take it seriously. You know, he cared about things like his family and, you know, the birth
graduation
of his child. Yeah. He would miss Sunday at a major if his kid was being born or something stupid like that, whereas Tiger was a robot built to crush all competition, and the only thing that was important was golf.
But it seemed like they were respectful
to
each other.
To Dan's point, it became that way.
Okay.
Yeah, also, early Tiger Phil.
Think about...
It shaped my view of Phil. I hated Phil.
Think about what was Tiger's mom's thing? She just called him Fat Phil, or...
Yeah, there was some kind of a thing. They were on 60 Minutes, I think.
Yeah. But there was the case a couple years ago, I think this was like 2019, where... DeChambeau, like, approached Brooks's caddy and was like, hey, tell him if he's got something to say about me playing slow, he can say it to my face.
Mm.
Ooh.
Whatever, dude.
So he said that to the caddy, not to his face.
Correct.
And there's been a lot of stuff on Twitter, them going back and forth. These two dudes hate each other. And it was apparent in this video. And so what you're going to hear here is the audio of Brooks giving the answer, and then you're going to hear him stop. And in the images, you see Bryson walking behind his shot, the camera shot. So let's hear the audio.
Golf course was asking a lot from you today, Brooks. What were you able to do well and put up that nice number?
Just ball struck my way around this place. Didn't putt well, but I don't think many guys are going to putt well with this wind. It's very tough. I don't know what other guys have said, or I just felt it difficult to read. You know, sometimes. Sometimes I lost my train of thought. Yeah, hearing that bullshit. Christ.
All right, we start.
So now they got to start over.
Yeah, and you can see Bryson walk behind him too. Like he's got
an eye roll and a,
yeah, he's got eyes on him the whole time. But then Bryson walks directly behind the shot,
and he closes his eyes.
So what did he say to him?
Okay, so you heard a little bit in the background there.
Barely, yeah.
So last night when I first saw this, I did not hear anything Bryson said because I just heard it was his metal spikes on concrete. I thought that's what made Brooks so mad.
Because, I mean, that right there, that's...
Well, it's just he walked behind his camera shot. That's just... It's rude.
That's worse than stepping in front of his ball on the green.
I mean...
Well, you can't walk on someone's line.
Of course not.
I was trying to make a joke and then here...
Yeah, you don't do that.
This guy comes in from the top rope.
You don't do that.
You don't even. Here's what you don't do. You don't even joke about doing it.
I wouldn't.
No.
No. So then I start seeing some tweets this morning, and I saw a tweet that said Bryson DeChambeau said, "Just got to start it on the right line," because Brooks is talking about missing putts because
of
the wind,
and everybody would be missing putts.
Yes,
because of the wind.
So,
darling.
And now Bryson is just saying, we'll just hit it right, basically. So I tried to amplify what Bryson says. Let's see if you can make it out.
I just found it difficult to read, you know, sometimes.
Kind of hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But, luckily, in TV, they record in stereo.
Look at this guy.
Detective work.
So, I isolated the microphone that was not on Brooks, and you can make out what Bryson says here.
I just found it difficult to read, you know, sometimes.
Did you catch that?
Tell me.
I'll play it one more time.
I just found it difficult to read, you know, sometimes.
It was such a good shot.
On the last hole, too.
It was a good drive and a good shot on the last hole, too. On day three, Brooks on 18 missed a par putt, which would have given him a share for the lead going into the final round. So Brooks is talking about missing putts, and Bryson says, yeah, it really hurt to miss that one on 18, bro.
That's awesome.
Wow. Straight up heckling him.
During an interview.
Yeah.
During his interview. So yeah, I thought it was middle spikes. No, it was talking S.
So this is the closest we'll get to trash talking in golf.
Well, what you do know is that if you're going to get it, it's going to be these two guys. Which is why the only golfer I care about is Brooks, and has been for a while now, just because of this. There was when he was making fun of him
for the ants.
That was part of it.
What was that?
When Bryson asked for a drop due to fire ants near the ball.
He had a rules guy out, and he ruled, no, dude, you got to hit your ball. And then later that day, Brooks, talking to his caddy, says, you see that bug right there? I should get a drop.
Yeah. Then there was the time that I think Bryson made a joke about how he's got a six-pack, he's got abs.
The body issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bryson said something about, why is Brooks on the body issue? He doesn't even have abs. I have abs.
And then
Brooks responds.
Yeah, Brooks responds by posting his four major championship trophies and says, yeah, too short of a six-pack. And everyone also has always speculated about Bryson and steroids.
And say what you want.
I mean, say what you want about Bryson DeChambeau, but Brooks tweeted out the gif of Kenny Powers attacking a cameraman that says, Kenny Powers confronts steroid allegations. It's awesome.
All right, golf can be fun.
This is fun, yeah.
I can't stand Bryson.
But joking about walking in front of someone's ball on the green.
That's too far.
Even joking about it, I'm frankly uncomfortable with.